Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The last time there was an ALCS without the Astros in it was back in 2016. It was Cleveland against Toronto. It's been an incredible run, the 0-1. And this should end the run. And that'll do it! The Motel Magic continues! The Tigers sweep the Astros 5-2, and they will move to the American League Division Series.
Such a whimpery way to go out, man. Getting a lead late in the game, then blowing the lead big time, and just losing to the Tigers, scoring three runs in two games, man. They went out with very little fight offensively.
They went out with a whimper?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. I think so.
You hadn't phrased it like that just yet. That makes it hurt all that
much. Do you agree
much,
with me?
I mean, all the greater, yes.
Three runs in 2 days.
It goes back to one thing I've always said about why I hate these three-game series. It's that it points during the Astros championship runs, there's times where the bats go dry. Yeah. Even when the bats were much more fearsome and formidable than they have been this year. It just happens, and that's when you can lean on your pitching and the depth of your pitching.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies World Series, like the depth of the pitching matters. And this three-game series... In a way, it erases some of that advantage. I mean, you're able to use Blanco as a piggyback guy, so it shows up there. But I say that not as a way of taking credit away from AJ Hinch and the Tigers. Hell of a three game series by them. That was very impressive.
Yeah,
I thought AJ Hinch's strategy versus Framber was probably that won them the series right there. It really did. Mm-hmm. That gave them that 3-run advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just very very frustrating, and to go out. To go out in the wild card round after being to so many ALCSs, I feel like that's the ultimate insult.
Yeah.
You didn't even get the ALDS.
No, man. We didn't even get a series against Cleveland. We won't get to see the Yankees this year. It's a bummer. It's a big-time bummer. Here was Joe Espada. I suppose if you're going to want to feel good about the season, Espada's the right guy to go to. I feel like Espada could get feeling... He can come up with an optimistic slant on anything. Here was Joe Espada saying, it was a hell of a season.
I want our guys to be proud of how far... we've come. Like it was a very challenging season, and you know, we reached the postseason, something that that's our goal every year, is we win the division and then play deep into the playoffs. And it didn't happen for us this year, but I want our guys to be proud of their resiliency and how tough this season was, and how, you know, we're just talking in there about, you know, you got Jordan playing with an injured knee, and you know, we trying to figure out ways to piece it together throughout the whole entire season. Injuries, young pitchers coming up and stepping up, young players coming up and being part of the process that we have in place, right? There's so many great things that we did that I don't want us to hang our head down just because of the way the season ended. No, we should be proud of what we have accomplished and how we did it. I think the process is important.
Okay. That's tough, man. That's tough when the standard is the ALCS every year.
Well, and Espada came in and was right from the get-go plagued with a bunch of the best players on the team playing like the worst players in baseball.
Yeah.
Really, Espada being saddled with Jose Abreu.
That's a big
and having
one.
To talk his way around all of
That's
that.
That's a big one.
If Espada were being 100% honest about this, in stark contrast to back when he said, we can't get to where we want to go without Jose Abreu on the roster.
Maybe it turned out he was right.
Yeah, maybe he was right. Maybe with
maybe,
Jose Abreu.
Maybe missing Abreu, you know, is why they're not in an ALCS.
You know, it was awesome in September and October last year.
Yeah.
Abreu.
One Jose Abreu.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, if you were going to tell the whole truth about everything, it's that, man, everything was going wrong, including the fact that I had to figure out a way to keep Abreu. Not get Abreu out of the lineup. How do I keep Abreu in the lineup?
It's boss's orders.
Yeah,
right?
that's a tough spot to
it's
be
tough,
in. So
yeah.
It was, boy, with a if you reset expectations, if you're saying, all right, if I'm an average Major League Baseball team and this is the season the Astros just had, I think there'd be a lot of reasons for optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because the Astros have not just been an average baseball team, they've got some things working against them in terms of big contracts that are on the books and free agents who are leaving. This isn't Alex Bregman after his second season and the team turned the corner. This is Alex Bregman, the free agent. That's
yeah.
where it's a lot harder to just say, like, oh, hey, let's reset it and think this is a good place to build from.
You have aging roster problems now.
Aging like roster problems
back
without
end
the pipeline,
of the window problems.
Without the pipeline that you did back in 2017.
Yeah, yeah. And it, I mean, and they're solvable to the they're solvable to the extent that you can remain a really good baseball team. I don't know that they're solvable to the extent that you're the 2019 Astros again. Mm-hmm. And I know they didn't win the World Series, but that was the best version of the Astros that I recall during this run.
You know what? You know who probably is handling the best right now?
Who?
People in the oil and gas industry. Because if there's your our friend Wallace,
yes,
who's a petroleum engineer, who became a petroleum engineer back in the '70s when everything was
'80s. He's a child of the '80s. Yeah,
in the '80s when everything was booming, and then all of a sudden, people left the petroleum engineering field in en masse. There were hardly any of the OGs left after a while, and then all of a sudden, it swung back up. And people in oil and gas, they have to ride these waves up and down, and you feel like, okay, we might be... You go from a stage where anybody and everybody is making money hand over fist to like, oh, I got to really start working again. Like, it's going to be harder to earn a buck.
Yeah.
That's where it feels like with the Astros right now. Like, man, they can do it, but they got to really work to earn that buck.
You're starting... All the assets that Jeff Luhnow left you are starting to dwindle or age or both.
Yeah.
So there's that.
People that got into the real estate industry in 2006... They're like, it's mortgage broking. It's all any idiot can make money. And then all of a sudden, all right, talk to me in 2008.
We're
how's it going?
Are you
going to
do the mortgage equivalent of the ALCS every year?
There's people that were still making a good living, but they had to work a lot harder at it. That's where the Astros are right now.
Here was Jose Altuve, who yesterday did not want to even think about the idea of Alex Bregman having played his last game as an Astro.
I don't want to get to the idea of thinking about last game with Breggy. Like I said 2 weeks ago, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be our third baseman next year. We have to. He's, you know, we're not going to be the same organization without him. So in my mind, there's not a chance that this is the last game.
Okay. So Altuve, a little bit of denial there. I like it. And one more from Altuve. This is where Altuve went from denial, not wanting to think about it, to basically telling Jim Crane and Alex Bregman, this is how it's going
to
be.
He means a lot. He gave a lot to this organization. So now it's time for us to, as a team, as an organization, to pay him back and make him stay here.
I mean,
make him stay.
Yeah,
that's on both sides there.
Picture
saying, "All right, let's cut out the BS."
That scene from The Godfather where they describe, you know, getting Johnny Fontaine under contract.
Yeah.
And they held a gun to the head of that Hollywood producer, and they're like, "Look, either your signature or your brains are going to be on this contract, buddy.
Yeah.
One or the other."
Yeah,
and have a poor Bregman sitting there in a chair.
What's a Spanish word for BS that I can say on the radio? That's basically what he said. He said, cut the BS.
BS.
Whatever the equivalent is, okay? Yeah. Going for cut the crap.
Yes, in Spanish.
If that's a phrase that they use in Spanish.
Do you want to take a stab at what my the Pender poll that I put up earlier has to say about Bregman staying here? I'll read it again.
Yeah, get to it. Cut the tonteras. Tonteras.
Pender poll. For Astro fans, would you give Alex Bregman the Matt Chapman contract? 6 years, $151 million. We are 757 votes in. How many do you think said yes, we would give him that contract?
I think 535 said yes.
But what percentage is that? That's about,
I think that works out to about 70%.
Yeah, so about 70. Yeah, a little over 70 probably. Right. 75.4%. Ben, can I give my man a ding here? Thank you. Yeah. 75.4%.
That actually, that's about what it felt. Now I wonder what it would have been like if Bregman had slumped through the playoffs and through September, like if he hadn't had that surge.
Yeah, it's, you know, the playoffs are funny because they only played two games.
I know.
Kyle Tucker's 0-7 resonates more for me than anything Bregman did or didn't do in these two games.
Yeah.
You know? Because we just know there's a lot more that comes with Bregman, the player, than comes with Kyle Tucker. I mean, Kyle Tucker's a more talented player probably than Alex Bregman, but there's more extra in a good way that comes with Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
A few people weighed in on what they're going to do with their spare time now that the Astros are out of the postseason. You know, theoretically, you've got at least a dozen or so days where you've got four extra hours you weren't going
to. Reginald went and bought a bandana.
He did.
I like it.
Yeah.
That was good. I already had this. This was.
You're going to buy more of them now, though.
Yeah, you had the time to rummage through and find the bandana for today.
Let's see. Someone says
bandana color. I couldn't pull off a bandana or color coordinating it with my T-shirt.
Someone said I'm going to spend time bottling my tears.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy just says I'm going to grind my ass off.
Yeah, baby.
I like
that's
your
right,
spirit.
That's right.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Grind. Get out there and grind.
As opposed to other anatomy, right?
Right.
Bregman's in the cage right now.
Yeah. Someone says on here they're going to be watching the Yankees still choke in the postseason.
Yeah, okay.
That's about the only reason left for me to watch baseball.
Hate watching the Yankees has got some appeal right now. I need to
see the only thing.
Need to see Judge put in the quintessential Judge playoffs performance.
I'll be resisting the urge of self harm and alcoholism while the constant internal dialogue of "we suck" is on replay in my head.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, man. Yankee fans didn't even get a chance to chant, "We want Houston." We didn't even get that far in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, they're going to be saying something like, "We don't have to be concerned with Houston."
Yeah, it's the worst chant ever.
"We don't
ever.
Have to be concerned
it's
with Houston."
It's a horrible chant. Yeah, yeah.
And yet that's the one they came up with.
There's no flow to it at
Houston
all.
Houston is of no consequence to us this for the remainder of this season.
Yeah, yeah. And then over and over again.
Yeah.
I'll be in the deer stand now. I've missed October hunting for the last few years.
Oh, there you go.
Probably a lot of John Lopez's out there, the outdoorsy people that are like, yeah, you know what?
Take it out on the deer. The deer were like, oh, crap. There are deer on deer leases all over Texas yesterday. They're like, oh.
The deer showing his other
Primity.
Deer. The deer showing the other deer push notifications. Yeah. Like, look, be ready. Give me some gunfire.
That
coming.
Explains all those deer I saw wearing Astros jerseys.
We're running for the hills at about 5:30 yesterday.
What can I do? Buy an Altuve jersey. You never shoot me then.
To Detroit.
Yes.
I'm glad we can all laugh about this today, right?
We laugh to keep from crying,
that's
right?
That's absolutely right. Man. Yeah, that's absolutely right. What are you guys going to do with all the spare time that you have now?
Well, I'd like to lie and say that I'll actually get time to read, but then I'll divert it.
I
to
lied
some
earlier
other
and said that. We'll see if I can.
I have just like a tub of books that I have not bought a bookshelf for just yet.
Yeah.
That I need to get into, and yet still basketball season's coming, so it'll probably just go.
Oh there. Yeah. I had thought about like just blocking out, like literally sitting down while the ALDS was going on in the games the Astros would have been in.
Yeah.
And as soon as that game starts, find something productive to do that I wouldn't have been able to do before.
Grind tape?
Well, that's what Seth's going to do. He's going to grind tape.
Yeah, which is actually watch the highlights of other NFL games, like the long-form
highlights. You're going to be grinding tape, buddy. You're going to be grinding that tape.
But yeah, that's grinding tape.
Yeah.
I'm running it back and forth.
I have some fairly mindless books that I've been waiting to read. Reggie, you had a tub of books. I'm not going to say they're mindless. I don't know what books they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm the jerk who tries to read mindful books.
Yeah, no, dude.
You
got
and Seth.
I've got like biographies of people from WWE that I haven't read yet. You know,
that's
I've got
good stuff.
I've got a
that's
Sopranos book that I still
Sean,
haven't read yet.
This is old. You ever seen the Eisenhower boxes of time management?
No.
There's one of the boxes, the second box, is stuff that you should be doing all the time to improve yourself and things that have kind of like a long-term payout.
Yeah.
And like one of those for me is reading.
Yeah.
So I try to, my reading doesn't change whether the Astros are in or out of the playoffs. It's something I have to do every day for the just for betterment and everything. So, but now is a good opportunity where you do have a little extra free time. You should start that habit.
And maybe if I become a better person through reading these books about wrestlers and mobsters, I should do it, make it part of my regular routine.
No, it is, because you become a more... Your job isn't to talk about sports. Your job is to be interesting.
Yeah.
So it's something that is improving you in terms of being more well-rounded and everything.
What have I been doing?
You know, I've been thinking about this the whole time you guys have been talking, I've come to the realization I've watched the Astros on my boat. I've watched the Astros in my office. I've watched the Astros, in
Dr.
various
Seuss
places.
Book here.
I've gone
that's
to
right.
some, you know, but what I'm saying is like, it really isn't going to affect. I mean, the only thing that's missing is I'm not going to be watching the Astros while I'm doing these things. You know what I mean?
You're
fine. There's nothing new you're going to be doing.
Well, the only thing that I thought about as you were talking also is I always had a built-in excuse for those events that you're kind of lukewarm on.
I said that earlier.
The Astros might be playing.
And it's my job. It's my job.
You're right. There's a lot of gatherings, podcasts.
Rockets there. So the Rockets being on the... Okay, let's
But
it's all preseason basketball until the
22nd. Yeah, right. Guess how interesting preseason basketball is about to be.
It's my job.
Unless you're a sick human.
Yeah.
Which
or you don't want to go to parties you get invited to.
That's the only thing I'm like, preseason basketball to worry about.
be playing. I don't know.
My big takeaway from this is if somebody asks Reggie to go to a party, he's freaking going to the party. He doesn't care.
Yeah, it's possible. But I also might just be implementing the Eisenhower matrix now. Sean, yeah. That might be my time now.
Yes, yes.